in a world full of film and TV news.
This just in.
Breaking news for you now.
Gotta interrupt you here. We have some breaking news.
Breaking news.
To another story that is breaking overnight.
Three men have joined forces to bring you
The Weekly Cut.
Hello and welcome to the Weekly Cut podcast, your number one place for the latest news and reviews in TV and film. I've said it enough.
Yep.
It's now solidified. So stay with.
Number one.
I'm your host, Brad.
Hello, Brad.
And that is co-host. Hi, Connor. And that's co-host, Connor T.
I'm here.
We just sounded like Nickelodeon.
Not anymore.
I didn't even plan that. I shouldn't have said Nickelodeon.
No, Schneider.
If you've seen... if you're not sure what that joke means, don't even look into it, because it just makes you upset. Terrible. What were they doing over there? anyway, this week, let me just go through it, actually, because it's quite an exciting time. I want to get people hyped. So the Russo brothers disagree with Robert Downey Jr. about Iron Man's future in the MCU. Disney dropped its new Lion King movie trailer today. 28 weeks later, sequel gets an exciting update. Avengers Infinity War versus Avengers Endgame. What was better? Our Twitter followers want to know. They've asked the question. And a huge challenge for Mr. Connor Thomas. If you was aware about a month ago or just over that, one of our episodes, we'd done a blind ranking of Hans Zimmer scores. Connor, it went horribly wrong.
It was, tragic.
Horribly wrong. So we're now doing John Williams. And it's also a challenge for you, the listeners, because it's a two-part. Can you guess every score before I tell you? You're going to get about 15 seconds. And then can you be happy with your blind ranking? I'll explain a little bit more about it later in the episode. Follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Weekly Cut. But for now, Connor, let's go.
And breathe.
I'm having a Corona tonight. That was a lovely drop.
Lovely drop. It is nice.
You've got a 2 ounce Bud Light.
It is big. It's like a bucket of Bud Light.
I forgot to say, I was going to mention it in the up top. Just quickly before we get into it. Sorry to listeners. How's the new job going?
Like I never left.
Like I never left.
It's mad.
Connor said recently he's been chopping and changing through jobs, but he's back in his old, well, he's old, but not original.
Old, new,
chambers.
Old.
Old, new, old.
I'm back working at home. Whee!
And do you know what's new with me?
Go on.
I pulled my hamstring on Sunday.
No.
They call it a hammy, don't they, in hammy. American football as well?
Yeah.
I was running full sprint back to goal, about 70 minutes in the game. And like, you know what you see in professionals? Obviously, I'm not a professional, but like fully as if I've been snipered. I went, whoa, put my hand up, gone. That's never happened to me.
Time, sir, called it.
Me and Jade have had that chat.
Yep.
I think I'm getting there. I'm 30 now. Like, I'm in my 30s, technically. So,
yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's a tough day.
It's a tough day.
It hit me hard.
But it really is. It's just my body's not there. Anyway, back to the TV and film. Apologies. I just want to get a bit of a life update. Exciting times for me, anyway. Let's start with the RDJ Russo brothers. It's a hot topic at the minute. It all started, as you all may know, with Robert Downey Jr. asked if he would return as Iron Man amix all the rumours about Secret Wars.
Yeah.
Because it just came out today, apparently Chris Evans has inked and signed his deal. Apparently he's back as Captain America in Secret Wars. That's quite obvious.
Yeah.
But anyway, Robert Downey Jr. So then Russo brothers have come out, and I'll just sort of read pretty much what they've said in their interviews. So in their words, they say, I don't know what the road to that would be, him coming back as Tony Stark / Iron Man. We closed that book, so it would be up to them to figure out some way, if any, how to reopen it. Now, a question for Connor and the listeners. Does it ruin his legacy? Because it was such an impactful death. Do you want him back as Iron Man? Where do you stand on this? We're on the fence.
I will have him back immediately because he was one of the best things about the MCU back then.
Yeah.
And ask yourself the question... We had X-Men, we had Logan, now Hugh Jackman's back as Wolverine. It's not going to ruin any legacy for him. And I think there's ways to do it because there's variants everywhere.
This is true. Look, that's a really good thing. I am on the fence a little here and I don't know where to land. You make a really good point, and also the fact that Marvel absolutely need it because of the way they're struggling at the minute. So maybe that reboost. Because look how the hype's gone with Wolverine. You just said it there.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a win for Marvel. But his death was different. Logan's death in 2019, that perfect, perfect movie, one of my favourite movies ever. Yes, that was so impactful. But Tony Stark, that was the sacrifice after 28, 30 films, this saga. And I just think that might take away a little bit of impact and weight if we see him as Iron Man again, even as a variant. Mm. However, you just made me ask the question, would I care? No, bring him back.
Yeah, as well. Chris Evans is an old man now.
Yeah.
He's definitely dead.
Yeah, really good point. They're the duo.
Yeah.
Iron Man, Captain America, they're the duo. Although he didn't die on sacrifice because he actually got what he wanted with Peggy in the end.
Yeah.
It was a perfect end for him. So if you're happy with Chris Evans, how can you be not happy with RDJ? Yeah, I can't argue against your points.
Yeah, I mean, Scarlett Johansson, leave her. Yeah. I like her. Black Widow,
do you know she's producing an MCU series?
Is she?
It's a secret. We don't know what it is at the minute. I assume it's not Black Widow related because that's dead and buried.
Be?
Literally.
Yeah, well done.
but yes, confirmed. She's genuinely doing I don't know what that is, but okay. I think Connor's hit the nail on the head there.
Yeah, I think bring it back.
But we'll throw this out on the Twitter. Let us know what you think. Do you want RDJ back? Yes or no? Does it ruin his legacy?
It's a good question.
It's a good question because that was one of the biggest moments in 14 years of MCU.
Yeah.
That Tony Stark, I am Iron Man.
But can the Russo brothers just fuck off? Just leave us alone. Yeah. You've had your fun.
Unless you're going to come back and direct some shit and save it, then I don't be interested. Yeah, but okay, moving on. The 28 Weeks Later sequel titled 28 Years Later. Has added cast to its list. We know Cillian Murphy is back to star.
Yeah.
We know Alex Garland, who obviously done the first movie, wrote it, and has just written and directed Civil War, which I'm seeing this week. I've been really lazy. He's writing this one as well, this sequel. They've added three new names to alongside Cillian Murphy, and I'm fucking pumped.
Ooh.
You ready?
Go.
We've got Jodie Comer.
Okay.
Great actress.
Yeah.
We've got Aaron Taylor-Johnson.
Ooh.
And we've got my man, Mr. Ralph Fiennes, a.k.a. Voldemort.
Bloody hell, that's a good cast.
So they're going to join Cillian Murphy. Now, you're a fan of 28 Weeks Later?
Love that film. I've been trying to find that film for ages.
I have as well.
And the only way you can get it is if you buy it on Amazon Prime. I'm not paying for it.
Of course it is, yeah.
I'm not going to buy it.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. It's not $7.99 good. I'll leave it.
Oh, that made me choke. Yeah, good film. Now, those for me, to make me have a figure of a question, what's a more scarier zombie type to you? Because for me, I fancy myself to survive a zombie apocalypse if they're like The Walking Dead. I genuinely think I'm sweet.
I think I'll be fine.
I'm annoyed because there's no electricity, it's post-apocalyptic. I'm not worried.
Just grab a broom or a brush and off you go. Yeah. You just smack them, just a light jog. You'll get away, you're fine.
You can just walk up to them, poke them through the art, like with the stick, as you say.
Yeah.
I mean, Michonne in it as a sword, she's fine. But yeah, I just, these type of zombies are elite. They are...
Yeah, I'm done.
Ferocious. Yeah, I'm done. Kill me.
Yeah, I'll just stand there, hands up.
Blow my head off.
Yep.
A bit similar to, we quite liked one of Zack Snyder's only good movies recently, Army of the Dead.
Yeah.
Again, they are terrifying. They just sprint and... jump and they come in for you. There's no, you know, slow pace. And this movie written by Alex Garland is going to have a great story. We know that. So, hyped for that, Con.
I am. Yeah, I'll be interested to see what they do and how the world has progressed and who's living and if you're just taken over completely by the dead.
Well, it's quite an open book, isn't it? Because if it was, I mean, everyone saw the iconic images of him in London and Big Ben and stuff like that. So, you can now just go whatever way you want with it. What's happened to the world? So like Connor said, it's actually in a really good position for someone as equipped and talented as Alex Garland to go, right, let me do this.
Do you know they filmed that at like 4 a.m?
Shut up, no way.
They didn't shut London
down.
No way. Yeah, didn't shut the city down because the budget wasn't big.
Of course not, yeah.
So they just waited for the morning and just shot it quickly.
I did not know that. Yeah. That's jokes. Right, moving on to some breaking. I just burped, sorry. Some breaking news. Out today, Jeff Bridges will return and reprise his role in the new Tron Ares movie.
Yeah, I got one thing to say.
What is it?
Yeah.
Now, if you don't remember, go and look at Jeff Bridges' famous line from Tron Legacy. When did that come out? It's a long time ago now. But
look,
one thing me and you have in common, other than being hunky, soon-to-be dads.
Yeah, standard.
Standard, just is what it is. Is what it is. We have quite a... If not infatuation, but we like Tron.
Really like it.
That franchise is a sleeping giant for me.
Yeah.
I can't wait for this movie.
Yeah, and now they've got the ride in the Disney parks as well.
Loved it.
So they're revamping it. Mm. But Tron Legacy, I adore that film.
I think it's absolutely... But I know it's not unique because Jumanji, Wreck-It Ralph, all these things that suck you into games and stuff like that, but the world that... that Tron is and the game, I am just in, and what the way it looks is the thing for me.
Yeah,
like you just mentioned the ride in Florida. Yeah, we go. Yeah,
of course we do.
whatever. No, I'm joking. But it's so cool when you walk in. It's just the world you get immersed in.
Yeah,
and that's why Tron for me is so. The way it looks is just. What's the word? It's so intriguing. I just love it.
Yeah, and I think Jeff Bridges needs to be in it, really.
Yeah, he's had a tough... I think, he's one of his first since he was ill, wasn't he? Didn't he? He had cancer, didn't he?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, like bad.
Oh, blimey.
It's a bit of a bombshell of you there, but...
I didn't know that.
No, he was really ill, yeah. I haven't seen him for years now.
Yeah.
Because I know how ill he was, but so I guess he's on the mend.
He can ease back in.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. so great news. That literally breaking just now. So on our Twitter, some details for you at Weekly Cut. Speaking of at Weekly Cut, this week, Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame, RIP, MCU.
RIP. We miss you.
The GOAT. You are the
GOAT. The GOAT. The GOAT.
They both shared their anniversary this week. One obviously being 5 years, one being six. And it begged the question, got quite a lot of people talking on our Twitter, at Weekly Cut, go check it out. Yeah. And amongst the community, they have asked us some questions about what is the best. There was a bit of a debate going on. Mm. So me controlling the Twitter, I said my view, which I'll say in a second.
Yeah.
A couple of people asking for Big CT, Connor's co-host, for his opinion on it.
Yeah.
And we've spoken about it in the past, so I'm just going to throw it over to you, Con. The two big juggernauts of the latest cinema era. What is the better movie for you?
For me, it has to be Infinity War.
I don't have to fight him now.
Yeah, the stakes were extremely high.
Yeah.
And you didn't know what would happen. Endgame had some amazing moments, incredible moments. Mm-hmm. But Infinity War just can't be topped.
I completely agree. And the reason I think the reason I agree is what Connor just said there about stakes. The stakes were so high and they lost.
Yeah.
So what that done in terms of a movie was just fantastic, the way it made you feel at the end. And I know there's some issues. I know Chris Pratt's Star-Lord bitch fit. With Thanos, I get that. That was really poor and lazy writing. I also, no one liked how Hulk was handled. We get that. But there's things in Endgame that are not right as well. But with Infinity War, that was the first movie to juggle that amount of character storylines and action.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
We had grown men next to us crying, legit tears, and the collective gasp when people started disappearing. Mm-hmm. Was just, I've never experienced something like that in cinema. No.
So you're right. When people say, like, oh, you won't experience Captain America picking up Mjolnir's hammer in Endgame and you won't experience that portal scene again. For me, I did experience that not long after in 2021 with No Way Home. I experienced something just as big, if not bigger, in my personal opinion, because of Tobey Maguire is the GOAT. But I feel like you're going to experience things like that. And in Secret Wars, you're going to experience things like a bigger portal scene in Secret Wars. But what you just said there, what we experienced, that somber, quiet thinking, oh my God, what has just happened? That I can't see that happening again.
And even straight away, when Loki died, that was a real proper gruesome death of like a hero, anti-hero, if you want. But even when that happened, everyone was like, shit.
That's another good point.
This is it.
Opening scene.
Yeah. What do we do?
A character beloved, Loki, Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah.
How do we make Thanos seem like a big bad? I know what. Batter Thor, batter Hulk, and kill Loki.
Yeah, just snap his neck. throw them on the floor, off you go.
So I think there's your answer.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah.
No, obviously everyone's got their opinion, no right or wrong answer, but yeah, for us it's pretty unanimous and confirmed that the Infinity War is the GOAT movie. Yeah,
100%.
So we'll put it again, we're going to put it on Twitter. If you're new here and you don't follow the Twitter, feel free to go give it a follow, please. It's a little community over there. We always reply to people. We get a lot of traffic in terms of replies. So, yeah. And we like to bring it to the podcast.
Yeah, we do.
So let us know your thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Now it's time for trailers. We've only got one, though.
Yeah,
I tried to leave it as long as possible to sort of see what Connor's thoughts are, but his eyes have just given it away. Mufasa, The Lion King, coming December this year, 2024.
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
I don't know why we need it.
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense. This is a story that literally nobody wants to see. Nobody thought, I wonder what Mufasa was like when he was younger.
Nobody thought that.
Because he was probably just Simba.
Yeah.
It's another cash grab by Disney, I think.
Like, we're going to see a rise. You know what? I didn't even think of it in that way you just said.
Yeah, it's all it is.
We're going to see a rise to Mufasa, just like we saw Simba rising to be King of Pride Rock or whatever.
Yeah, Timon and Pumbaa are in it.
Yeah.
I didn't realise they were Mufasa's friends. I thought they were just Simba's friends.
Oh, okay then. That's how it is. To me, it didn't even look that great. Like, the background.
Nah.
And why is it snowing in Africa?
Yeah, I thought that.
I don't know what's going on, mate.
I know it rains in Africa, as Toto said. but as well, this is what annoyed me. When I saw Beyonce's back as Nala, by introducing Blue Ivy, Knowles, her daughter. Yes. So she just said, give my daughter a part.
I didn't realise that.
That's her daughter, yeah.
As their daughter. So Donald Glover is back as Simba and Beyonce's back as Nala, as you said. And Blue Ivy's their daughter.
It must be.
I think it is.
Yeah, it must be.
I think you're right. I think I did see that now, but I didn't... So, I forgot that was the name.
It's probably taken away roles from other up-and-coming actors.
Absolutely.
It's not fair.
Really annoying. Yeah. Speaking of newcomers, Mads Mikkelsen's joined the cast. Surely he's got to be Scar.
Got to be.
I'd be shocked if he ain't Scar, like a grown-up Scar when whatever. But yeah, Mads Mikkelsen's got that voice for it. Yeah, Con, I'll be honest, I'm trying to be nice about it. I think this... One, it didn't look that great. I'm sorry, because I actually do like Disney live-action remakes. As much as they do miss a lot, there is a market, I think, for that, personally. But they just get things wrong a lot, i.e. I'm looking forward to the new Hercules live-action.
Yeah.
There's stories that deserve to be live-action. This is not one of them. I think it was 2019 when The Lion King came out, remake.
Yep.
Made $1 billion, well done. Wasn't good, though.
No, exactly. But they'll just do it again.
They'll just do it again.
Yeah, they'll keep doing it.
I don't know what more to say. I'm sorry, because I know there's a couple of people on our Twitter, again, that was really, really excited about this, and I'm glad you are. I really am.
Yeah.
And they won't stop, so good for you.
Yeah, they're going to keep going. It's going to be Scar next.
So, Scar.
They'll keep going.
The born child with a scar.
Yeah. How did he get his name? Let's see.
Let's do a whole 2-hour movie about him getting his scar. I just don't think this is a story that they need to tell at all.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it for trailers.
Sure.
I say we now break into dance. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
John Williams' score, Blind Ranking. I mentioned it up top. If you didn't listen to it, if you just jumped in, a Blind Ranking, you'd have seen it on TikTok. I'm giving you 10 scores from the iconic legend, the GOAT, that is John Williams. There could be, if you're thinking what a blind ranking is, there's Indiana Jones in there, maybe there isn't. You don't know what's coming next, and you need to select 1 to 10 where you're putting that score for the best.
Yeah, this is going to be harder than Hans Zimmer.
I think it is. Yeah. I think it is. But let's get it started. So as I say, it's a bit of a two-parter game because you can guess at home, wherever you are, sorry. There'll be a 15-second clip of the score. Connor's going to tell us what it is at the end. He's going to try and get 10 out of 10 for us.
Yep.
And then he will select where it goes on his blind ranking. Hope you understand. Play along. Good luck. Ha ha. Let's start.
Light is up.
Light is up.
Put your lighters up.
I was hoping this would come
up. Okay, so, Connor, what is it?
Is this Home Alone?
Yes.
Is this my favourite? Or is it just his best?
I'm going to say, thank you for clarifying, yeah. I'm going to say, what did we do last time? I think it was the favourite. I think it was favorite. Your favourite.
Yeah.
So what is Connor's favourite John Williams score? Yours will be different, and then at the end, you tell us where, if you're happy with your blind ranking of that. So where are you putting Home Alone on Connor's 10 favourite John Williams scores?
I was hoping this would come up. But now, I mean, I've done this with Pirates. Yeah. I went in too high.
Getting too excited.
I think there are a lot more that I prefer.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go 7. That's quite low, but he's got some absolute fucking
I'll be honest, belters. I think that's a really, really smart opening choice. Not because of what I know was coming. I think that's a smart choice.
Yeah.
Home Alone. There we go. Right. Next up for everyone. Can he get it? Can he get it? It's all iconic movies. He's stumped.
Oh, God almighty. First of all, Harry Potter, but it's not Harry Potter. Very similar. I'm thinking, is it Close Encounters?
It's not.
Oh, but shit.
It's not Close Encounters of a Third Kind. It is not. It's a war movie?
Oh, it's either, is it Saving Private Ryan?
It is indeed. He's got it.
Yeah, yeah.
To be fair, I would have struggled with that as well.
Yeah.
There is another tricky one in here, though. Okay, where are you putting Saving Private Ryan's score?
I'm putting that bottom.
Oof.
I'm putting that 10th.
I know it's supposed to be somber because of pretty rough day.
Yeah, pretty rough day. Yeah.
But great movie, by the way. Probably the best war movie out there.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's not one I gravitate to.
I know, fair enough. It's not my list, but I see where you're going with that. Saving Private Ryan, again, for anyone that is playing at home, put it in your 10, and we'll go on to the next. Oh, I'm about to just go into party mode. Let's do this.
Go on.
I've taken flight.
You're doing it.
I'll be back. Oh, it's just that good.
So, Superman.
It's your favourite.
Yeah.
It's your favourite.
This, for me, is going to go... Now, let me just think. I think this is going to go quite... Not low on my list. I think it's going to go 6th on my list.
It's respectable for John Williams scores.
Yeah, it's not my favourite, but it is iconic.
I mean, this was not your... This, for me, was my introduction into Superman. Christopher Reeves, that was all me. But for you, it probably wasn't. Was it your first introduction? Was
hell.
Man of Steel, wasn't
he's
it?
He's the man. He's the goat. We've got to get that.
Yeah, we've got to get that. Well, fucking hell. That's genuinely, mate. Well, I'll remind you to get that soundbite. Okay. I think that's good.
Yeah, it's a good start. I'm quite comfortable. Yeah,
pumps up. That's the job, that. It's very comic booky hero America.
Yeah.
Let's go in. Ooh. Speaking of goat.
My eyes are closed.
Breathe in. Connor's just walked off. See you, mate.
See you, mate.
He's in the moment.
Yeah.
What is it, Con?
Jurassic Park.
It is indeed. One of the greatest movies ever. That is the highest grossing movie of our birth year, 1993.
Yeah.
It holds a special place in everyone's heart, surely.
Yeah. For me.
And still the best Jurassic movie.
It is. Yeah, it is. For me, it goes... I'm hoping there's a number one in here. I'm hoping it comes up. This, for me, is 2.
Oof.
Yep. On the hope that number one pops up.
I'm not just saying this because, again, I know what's coming up. That could be the moment where it might... No. I'm just saying it might not... Because it's your favourite at the end of the day.
Yeah.
At the minute, you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, happy.
happy.
Let's see. Because I obviously, again, I've never really had this conversation. I don't know what Connor's favourites are, but will he be happy with this list? At the minute, he's been smart and reserved.
Yeah.
Let's go on for the fifth John Williams score.
Oh, the opening note.
So much going on. There's so much. Those trumpets, good God.
Oh, now, you know, if from the opening instrument, if you recognise it, you know. So that, for me, is not my favourite. It's not my number one. But that, for me, is probably the greatest score ever.
Christ, it's a very, very good question. Maybe that's a question for another time or another podcast episode. But that's hard to argue against.
It's iconic.
It's so iconic. For me, there's something, it might not be on this list, there's something more iconic than that, in my opinion.
Ooh.
And we'll maybe it's on this list, because it was done by Johnny Williams.
I am going to put that third.
Third?
Yeah.
By the way, not that we needed to say it, but it was...
Star Wars. If you don't know, don't listen to this podcast.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, it was Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Yeah, good movie. Okay, sixth.
Here we go.
Two notes.
Yeah.
Two notes. Yeah. Oh, God.
It's very good.
That's the movie I was talking about.
Yeah.
Jaws. I believe my nan, anyone around the world, as you hear that, you almost get fear.
Yeah.
You're a fucking shark. You think shark.
Two notes to pull that off, and it will never be.
And that's one of my favourite movies ever. But anyway,
yeah.
It's his Connor's blind ranking.
Yep.
So where are you putting that on the list, good sir?
Fourth.
Yep.
It's a solid second, third, fourth. And if number one's here,
I'm really impressed.
If number one's here, I'm winning.
Let's see. Okay, moving on. It's this one. Will you get this one? Again, if you're playing along, can you guess the score? The next two are iconic movies. It's John Williams. He don't do anything other than iconic.
Yeah.
But they are a tad tricky.
Okay.
Let's see.
I was listening to this earlier.
Standing, I assume that's a violin, but oh.
Yeah. What the fuck is this? What is this?
I'll give a clue for the listeners and Connor if needed.
Yeah, give me the clue.
Like many of the movies in the list, it is directed by Steven Spielberg.
Yeah. Is it? It's not Catch Me If You Can, is it?
No.
Not Minority Report?
No.
And it's not Memoirs of a Geisha?
No.
Oh, what is that? I listened to it earlier. Give me a clue. Oh, no, you did.
Spielberg movie, yeah. And the clue is... an absolute tragic movie.
Oh, it's I knew it. This is absolutely iconic. Schindler's List.
Yes, it is.
Fucking iconic. I knew it as well because I listened to it twice today.
I'll just add a 2p in. Like, when I first heard that, I've not watched Schindler's List. I've watched it once, I think, about a decade ago.
Yeah.
In terms of a score for a movie, that's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
It makes you feel sad.
Yeah.
It pulls your emotion. Yeah. But obviously, we're talking favourites here, and this is Connor's list. Where are you putting that?
I'm putting it ninth.
Ninth.
Pretty low. Like the film.
Yeah. It makes you low. Schindler's List. Okay.
Memoirs of a Geisha.
Where did that come from?
Jesus Christ.
Right. Next up. Again, tricky ones. I'll be interested if you can get this.
Cool.
Let's go.
Classic John. Is that Indiana Jones?
No.
That's classic John Williams, though.
Classic John.
What could that be?
A rough clue. I think this came out in 2005, this movie. About 20 years old.
Is it like a fantasy type film?
Yeah. Set on Earth, but there's fantasy elements.
I don't know.
Okay, clue is, who's the biggest action star?
Tom Cruise.
He led the movie.
Oh, is it The War of the Worlds?
It is indeed. He's got it. That's an underrated movie. That's outstanding.
Yeah.
Where are you putting that, my man?
Eighth. So I've got 1 and 5 left.
This is where you've been smart.
Yeah.
You've left openings around. So that slots in nicely.
Yeah.
Do you know what? You may have done this.
If it's a 2, I know where they're going. If it's a 2, I'm thinking and I'm hoping.
Oh, shit. It's 2 biggies.
Yeah, I think I've nailed it.
Oh. Do you know what? I'm going to crime rush this because it'd be a good conversation. I think you may have messed up just a little bit.
Ooh.
I might be wrong, though. I don't know Connor. It's Connor's list. Right, let me just pop that in. War of the Worlds, that's going at number 8. Hope you're doing well at home, but we've got 2 more iconic ones coming now. Let's go and start this.
I thought this would come up. I know where it's going.
We're in an absolute Wizarding World household of love. I don't really know what that meant, but...
Connor's
a fan. okay, Con, what is it?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Where's that going?
This is iconic like Star Wars for me.
Yep.
It's number 5, though.
Number 5.
In the hope... Now, I've put all my chips in the table here. I've gone all in. Hoping this one film...
I'm annoyed because I know what it is what he wants.
Yes.
Let's just get this out of the way.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure it is what he wanted.
Yes! I've nailed it. Absolutely nailed it.
Very good.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
E.T.
is.
I'm wearing the top.
And you're right. Okay, so I'm just going to run through this now because... Do you know what?
I wouldn't change any.
So Connor's got, as his all-time blind ranking John Williams scores of the ones that were played today, he's got E.T. top, he's got Jurassic Park 2nd, he's got Star Wars 3rd, Jaws 4th, Harry Potter 5th, Superman 6th, Home Alone 7th, War of the Worlds 8th, Schindler's List is at 9, and Saving Private Ryan at 10.
Dead satisfied.
You're dead satisfied. The only question I was going to ask, you're definitely 100% happy with, and to be fair, it's a very, you've done extremely well. You're definitely 100% happy with Jaws at 4, Harry Potter at 5, for your all-time favourite.
It's a good question.
Because I wouldn't have said that going into today.
Are we talking complete score?
We're talking complete score, your favourite Connor Thomas, who I've known for 31 years-ish.
Yeah. If we're going complete score,
wait, take your time because I don't want to influence yourself. That's just my question I wanted to ask because if someone would have said to me, "What's a favourite score of Connor's all time?" I would have said Harry Potter over Jaws.
Yeah, I think if we're going complete score, I'd put Harry Potter 2, Jurassic Park 4, Jaws 5. Because Jurassic Park, it's got 2 good songs.
Just about, you've said this to me before, and I went away and watched it for the 9,000th time, and you're right.
Yeah, there's only 2.
Whereas Harry Potter, that as a complete score, and I don't want to get really geeky, but that throughout the whole 8 movies, forget Fantastic, throughout the whole 8 movies, every scene, the different sort of, you know, orchestra you get, it's so wizarding, worldy, magical. And magical.
Yeah,
without sounding punny. It is that, and it's so good. Whereas, yes, Jurassic Park is probably more iconic, and Jaws is probably more iconic, but they are very simple.
Yeah.
So I'll ask you again.
Yeah, ask me again.
Is this a success for you? Are you incredibly happy with an all-time favourite complete scores for Connor Thomas?
I'm extremely satisfied, but would make changes.
Okay.
Upon review.
So what you're saying is, I got you.
You got me.
I got it. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, I'd probably move Home Alone above Superman.
Yeah, that's another good point.
Yeah.
Because, again, those Superman movies don't mean much to you, so I guess you were holding out for a lot more to come, because there's, I mean, I didn't even put Indiana Jones in there.
Yeah.
I don't like Indiana Jones movies, but my God, that score.
That score is iconic. iconic. It sounds similar to Star Wars in places. Though.
It does. Yeah. It really does. Okay, really enjoyed that. This is a bit of a theme because I really like doing these. We're going to change it up next time, though. We're going to do, I won't go into it too much detail, but we're going to switch it up and do movies from directors. But ooh. I won't say much more for that just now.
Yeah.
And let's get on to what is on our screens. What are we watching?
Tell me!
That went really well this time. What are we watching? All right, Loki. What are you watching?
I finished Baby Reindeer.
I've not watched it. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, it's very good.
I know you said it's last week. Good. It sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's it gets a bit hectic at the end. A bit full on.
Yeah.
And it's some points it's quite difficult. And when you realise and you remember that Richard Gadd's actually playing himself,
yeah,
it's even more powerful.
Adds to it.
Yeah, adds to it.
Fair. Anything else you got on your screen, mate?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing, no. My living room's like a tip.
So. Connor's busy painting, which is completely fair. Any more of Shogun or just not got around to it yet?
No, I haven't. Yeah. Because I want to watch it on the big screen. Yep. I'm watching it on my phone.
Yeah.
And it deserves big
screen.
I
did. I won't go into it too much. I did finish it. Had the finale. Just, I don't even, without sounding cringy, just wow.
Yeah.
It takes storytelling, in my opinion. I think there's a benchmark. I put it on our Twitter. Just my opinion. But again, that our Shogun tweets seem to get a lot of people because everyone's caught up in this, you know, this you know, what's the word, this phenomenon at the minute, I guess I would say, because it's a benchmark for TV.
Yeah.
I've got, it sounds really, really recency biased. I promise I'm not. I watched it and there's no action, really.
Yeah, there's some. Quite talky.
There's some.
It's very political. Yeah.
But it's very political.
Yeah.
But what they do, and it's, I laughed out loud in shock at the moment. Hiroyuki, obviously no spoilers, not going to spoil it. Hiroyuki Sanada's character just absolutely schools everyone, even though you know something's not quite right. You guess there's a twist coming, so yeah. I won't say obviously what it is. He just schools everyone into what war should be. He's the king.
He's such a good actor.
He's such a good actor.
So good.
And the moment, if you watch it, you'll understand. He doesn't even say a word, but explains what's just happened for 10 episodes.
Yeah,
I'll talk a bit more when you've seen the finale. But how do you do that without speaking an utter word of dialogue? It's just a well-written show.
Yeah,
can't believe it. Fantastic. I couldn't speak highly of it. What? I dealt with time for scraps then, mate.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Bunch of scraps!
Has Connor broke his duck
yeah.
and got a scrap for us?
I got one.
Oh, yes.
And I saw it just before we went on air.
Yeah.
So, discussing film, just posted this.
Yeah.
That was quite interesting. The opening scene for Finding Nemo was added last minute.
What's the
scene again? When the mum dies.
Oh.
Yeah, after Pixar got worried they made a bad film. So you're supposed to see his mum's death in a flashback.
Wow.
Which is better seeing it actually happen in real life. Now, Finding Nemo, in no way, shape or form can be classed as a bad film. It's phenomenal.
That's my favourite Pixar movie. All day long.
Even with the flashback, it'll be fine.
It's fine. Yep. Any slash of scraps, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I've only got a couple for you. Craven the Hunter has been delayed until December 13 from August 30th. That just screams, we've got a bad movie on our hands.
Yeah.
Won't say anything more. This was quite interesting, but understandable. Fallout 4, the game, physical copies are sold out everywhere in America due to the popularity of Prime Video series. That's just hilarious.
Yeah.
Understand why me and Connor are massive fans. Check out our recent episodes where we've spoken a little bit about it. Then lastly, to end the episode, just a quick one. A new Game of Thrones video game is in development at Nexon. It'll be a massive open world multiplayer game. It'll be set in the north, so I assume the Starks
yeah.
are around. Would you purchase that?
I would, because it'll be like a Skyrim type game.
Yeah.
But we know it.
Yeah, 100%.
We can relate to it.
And you might be able to build, you can go and travel to the Night's Watch, and I think that's really cool.
That'd be really good.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
That's it for the show, mate.
That's it.
We thought we'd do a bit of a fun one with that blind ranking. The reason being, May's about to kick off.
Yeah.
We've got The Fall Guy coming out this weekend. That's followed up by Planet of the Apes, one of our most anticipated movies this year, would you say?
I think so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Then we've also got, after that, we've got Furiosa. So May, there's going to be a lot of reviewing and talking, as well as all the news we bring to you. So stay with us. Tell your friends. Yep. Thank you for listening.
And thanks for having us in your ears.